Welcome to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney R.J. Alexander, sponsored by R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm of Big Solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas. This show discusses Texas personal injury law and the effects that it can have on an injury victim, what you should do if you are injured by the negligence, carelessness, or intentional wrongdoing of another person or entity, and how you can best assist your attorney in winning your case. This podcast does not create an attorney-client privilege, and in the event that you are injured, you should contact the firm directly. This podcast is not a substitute for direct legal advice. It is purely informational. Good morning. This is Rashard Alexander from R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, helping heal Houston one case at a time. So here today, we're going to talk about what you need to know about Uber car accidents. We're going to start off just talking about Uber and what do you need to know? Well, basically, with the rise of cooperative economics and ride sharing programs such as Lyft and Uber, we've had an influx of car accident cases where Uber has been responsible. And, you know, there's been some type of confrontation now between non-commercial policies and commercial policies. So if you're a driver on the road today or you're a passenger in a vehicle that you're being transported by an Uber driver, you need to know how are your financial worries going to be alleviated when you get into a situation where the Uber driver is at fault. Who's going to cover what? Okay, so as I said before, Uber is a ride-sharing program. We all know what Uber is. You can basically go online on your phone, on your smartphone, and you can order or ask for a car or some type of vehicle to come pick you up and take you to a destination. So just to give you a brief background about, you know, how the Uber insurance will work, basically when the driver or someone who's employed by Uber, when they're driving around Houston, they basically have the Uber app off, okay? So they're not driving, and they're normally covered by their non-commercial policy. So whatever their chosen insurance company is and their coverage is, that's what they're covered by. If they have a minimum liability insurance policy, that's what they're covered by, okay? So if you're riding with someone and their app is offline, you're not going to be covered by the Uber insurance policy. You're going to be covered by whatever they are dealing with at the time. And it's very important to understand that if you are riding with someone who is an Uber driver and that app is not on, it's very possible that their insurance company will deny coverage of that accident or that wreck if they find out this person was transporting you while acting as an Uber driver or acting in their professional capacity. Now, when that app goes on, you hit the what's called a period one or the phase one of their insurance policy for Uber. Okay, so when that app goes on, basically the insurance that's provided to the driver is liability when necessary, or a liability coverage policy of $50,000 per accident, $100,000 total, and $25,000 for property damage. So that won't really necessarily apply to you, but that's when a Uber driver is driving around. Let's say, you know, you aren't a passenger in this person's vehicle, but they get into a car accident with you. Well, that's generally speaking the liability coverage that would apply in your particular situation. It would be $50,000 per injury or per bodily injury for per person, and then $100,000 total, and then $25,000 for property damage. Now, going on to phase two, let's say the Uber driver accepts a trip or they pick up a passenger and they are en route taking someone to an actual destination. Now, the insurance provided at that point in time, it ramps up to a $1 million liability coverage and $1 million uninsured and $1 million underinsured motorist coverage. So let me rephrase that. It would be a $1 million liability coverage policy and a $1 million uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage, okay? Now, this is contingent on, you know, a collision and having comprehensive insurance coverage, and that would be up to a cash value of a $1,000 deductible. So If you are now riding with someone, you're a passenger in an Uber vehicle, and they get into a car wreck, whether it's their fault or the other person's fault, you could potentially have a policy or a commercial policy out there of $1 million liability coverage or $1 million uninsured or underinsured. So if you're a passenger in a vehicle, the other person has a minimum liability policy of, you know, 30, 60, 25, 30,000 for the bodily injury for you, or, you know, for each person, 60,000 for the total accident, and then 20,000, 25,000 for the property damage. If your medical bills are beyond that $30,000 policy of the other person, this $1 million underinsured policy would kick in. Or if you're in an accident with the Uber driver and the other person does not have insurance, then that $1 million uninsured motorist coverage policy would kick in. Also, additionally, if you are a driver of another vehicle and the Uber driver causes the accident, then that $1 million liability policy, that commercial policy, would then kick in. Okay, so that's whether it's en route, they're en route to picking someone up, and that's when they're on the trip. So those are the two different periods after that and first initial phase when they actually go online and they accept the trip. That the period two is when they're actually en route to picking up the driver. So if they are en route picking someone up and you are a driver and they hit you, that $1 million policy will kick in as well. So those are things to know. Now, if you're a passenger, you know, there may be a few more things that you need to understand, because what has happened in the last year or so is that a lot of these non-commercial policies that people might personally have as drivers are denying coverage for vehicle accidents or wrecks that were the fault of the driver. So you need to keep that in mind, that you need to get the information of the driver if you're involved in a Uber vehicle wreck. You need to get that commercial policy, which, generally speaking, Progressive Casualty is the issuer of the commercial policy in these situations for the most part. So you get into the car accident and you're not able to, you're not able to drive away, obviously, because you were being transported in an Uber vehicle. You probably should go ahead and take that trip to the emergency room by ambulance. Go ahead and get checked out and get someone to pick you up from there. But before that, if you are able to manage to get somehow out of the vehicle and you're still able to function in your right mind, you should take photos of both of the cars. And like I said before, you know, you want to go ahead and take that ride so you can get checked out. You want to call an attorney as soon as possible. You don't want to wait 2-3 weeks. That's one of the cardinal sins when it comes to car wreck collision cases, is waiting forever to get someone to actually look at your case, to pull that police report and find out exactly who was at fault in this situation. There are, you know, at least three policies that could be potentially involved that are floating around here. So you want to move as quickly as possible when it comes to these types of Uber or rideshare collision cases. This is Rashard Alexander. I hope that you like what you heard. If you did, please share, like, and subscribe. And I hope you guys have a blessed day. What the Astros did such a great job yesterday. Let's hope they win the World Series and you have a positive and wonderful Monday. As always, don't forget to pick up your free Texas car accident book at rjalexanderlaw.com. That's a free Texas car accident ebook available for you if you're involved in an Uber accident at rjalexanderlaw.com. This is Rashard Alexander signing off, helping heal Houston one case at a time. Thank you for tuning in to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney RJ Alexander, sponsored by RJ Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm with big solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas.